change the culture, the mindset, the expectation level, and improve the brand of Indiana Hoosier football.
I mean, it turns out we didn't really have to sweat much at all, Brad. The Hoosiers are in. Comfortably in.
Yeah, we already knew this. It's all business. It's all business over here.
It's all
the words
business.
Of Cignetti. It's all business.
We are going to talk.
No watch party. No watch party needed.
Yeah, there wasn't a watch party. Aiden Fisher talked
he's
about
gotta
it.
He's
got
to recruit. He's recruiting right now. He doesn't need to be.
I think Aiden Fisher said he watched it at his buddy's apartment, and then after he saw that, after they saw the matchup, he just like grabbed his headphones, grabbed his bag, and he's like, "I got film to watch." So these boys are locked in, which is sweet. But we got a bunch of smoke to get to, so we're gonna get to that quickly, and then we're gonna talk about the college football playoff ranking, obviously, which came out this morning. Which I know, I think, what was it, noon or 12:30? I think was the show time, which like I remember. Seeing that that was going to be the showtime, but completely forgot about it. So I just saw Twitter start going crazy, and I was like, oh my God, wait. Awesome matchup. But yeah, we're going to talk about that in a second. Speaking of Twitter, if you send out, well, I guess it's X now, if you send out a tweet with the hashtag NeverDaunted, the little IU logo appears next to it. It's awesome. It works. It's very cool. Great touch. By X there, so cool little thing there. If you go to tweet, never dump it, which is always nice.
Yeah, nice little addition to my Twitter bio. Love it.
Yeah, yeah. I agree.
I don't know why they did. I guess they only do it for the college football playoff.
Yeah, you got to be a relevant team to get it, I guess. Speaking of being a relevant football team, Brad, you know who acknowledged Indiana football's existence for what seems to be the first time?
Adidas.
Adidas sent like a "We
Who's
made it."
Pronounced Adidas.
They sent out like a "We made it, guys." Like, like been here all along. Type like couldn't have done it without us. Type like tweet. Where it was like, who are you? It's like, let's dust this old account off real quick and see if this engagement farming works, which, like, it did, obviously. But, yeah, Adidas kind of woke up and noticed that Indiana football might be a thing. So, hopefully that means, like, different jerseys, new jerseys. I do like the classic look. I like the classic look. More refined, cleaner would definitely be a suggestion. But yeah, relevance certainly has not been matched with. Well, I guess I shouldn't say that too, because the latest, I don't know if you saw the black Indiana hoodie that Adidas came out with. That thing is dope with the, I think, four or five, or probably like five or six Indiana football logos.
That's
or Indiana
cool
University logos. It's a really cool hoodie. So one of the first things that Adidas has made in a really long time where I'm like, ooh, actually, wait. So things
have,
are turning the
good
corner
stuff
there.
In general. It's more so like the uniforms. That's what they need to fix. I feel like the gear's
no. It's not. It's specifically the level of care towards Indiana, not just athletics, but Indiana football as like a program. They just don't care or didn't care. Now it seems like they're caring a little bit, which is pretty cool.
To be honest, I just literally have my like IU polo, couple hoodies. That's really all I got. I got a windbreaker. That's all I got.
I think I have one. Actually, that's not true. I have the Ultra Boosts. But I have, yeah, I think one Indiana Adidas thing besides the Ultra Boost that It's just like an Indiana baseball t-shirt. That's it. So hopefully Adidas can create some stuff that compels me to buy some things, 'cause like Indiana NIL store is crushing right now.
Oh yeah. As it should be. And that's where you should be buying for so we can really, plug the portal this off season. That's
Absolutely.
what Sig and company are doing right now, right as we speak.
I got like three or four different transitions here. I'm trying to figure out which one to use without using speaking of.
Speaking of
There's plugging the portal, and then there's.
Southern California.
Oh. Speaking of plugging offensive lines. No, I don't think that one worked. Mikhail Kamara led the nation in pressures. It's official. Well, Army and Navy play next week as the sole game, but I don't believe either. Or anybody on either of those teams are eligible for it or are going to end up like getting anywhere close. So Kamara is locked down the most QB pressures in the nation, which is huge. Shout out to Mikhail Kamara, that is big time.
Yeah, that's why he's going to go to the NFL and get drafted. 6'1", 265, definitely an interesting, build for the NFL, but he's clearly a very good player and will get drafted by someone.
Who was the short pass rusher on Atlanta? In like 2016.
2016. Well, I think of when I think of short pass rushers, I think Elvis Dumervil. It's usually first that comes to mind for me. Was it James Harrison on Pittsburgh? Pretty tiny, pretty short.
No. First of all, tiny is definitely not a word I've used to ever describe that man.
Shorter than me.
Well, you're not a short guy either.
I'm 6'2". It's
No, he's pro I
usually
mean
pass rushers are taller than me, typically. Yeah, he was 6 feet tall.
6 foot what, like 280? Just jacked to the gills, called him
They
tiny.
said 240, but I would have said he's probably closer to like Mikel Kamara's size,
Played
260.
up. Well, you could probably take off 15 pounds for a college weight.
True.
I'm gonna figure out who I was talking about at like 2, 3 in the morning, and I'm gonna text you. Like, just highlights. You're gonna be like, oh shit. And then Curtis Rourke. The Rourke for Heisman candidacy probably ended. But damn, man, the guy had a hell of a season. He's up for the Manning Award, he's a finalist. He's another dude who's gonna get drafted. I said last week. Yeah, I guess it was last week. That I believe he's got the chance to go in the top 20. Not just in the top 3 rounds, but inside the top 20. I think you could argue he's probably QB1 of this draft. We'll see how it ends up playing out. But
I'll be
nobody's
pretty
really taking
surprised if
it
he
by the
does.
reins.
I think he's a lot better than people are probably going to give him credit for through the draft process, but I'll be pretty shocked if he goes
Well, it's
first
like
round.
people are like just writing in Carson Beck as a top 10 pick. It's like, what is like Rourke versus Beck? Like, what has Beck done that's better than Rourke?
Nothing.
Don't know. It is not all sunshine and rainbows in Hoosierland. Brad's UCLA Bruins did steal Tino Sinceri. He is going to become the new offensive coordinator for the Bruins. They moved on from Eric Bieniemy. So congrats to Coach Tino. He's going to get what equates to, would you call it a promotion, an upgrade, more responsibility? The next step in that coaching ladder, ultimately become a head coach. So he's obviously going to be extremely successful over there. So it's huge for Brad, huge for people in Brad's circle, the UCLA fan base, and those fans who struggle to make it over to the games over there. And good for
Yeah,
Tino,
I
he gets
mean,
to live in LA.
it's a win. It's a win-win for everyone. Obviously, Indiana's going to take a blow, but I have full confidence in Cignetti to replace the position. It's going to be his first new hire, so we'll see. I think gotta have a lot of eyes on it.
Well,
It's important. It's a
say,
big. It's a big factor in head coaching success is the ability to rehire your staff.
Sig said today that the old adage is when a good coach leaves, hire a better one. So we'll see who comes to take that quarterback's coach spot because they're
Cliff
not just gonna
Kingsbury.
leave it.
Let's get Cliff Kingsbury. I swear to God, that'd be awesome.
It's not out of the realm of possibility if they're just gonna roll like this. He's gotta have some Saban 1 year.
Don't need saving. Give me Cliff Kingsbury. Like, for real. Dead ass. Chip Kelly. No, I'm kidding. That was a joke.
The good news is the nine other assistants besides Coach Tino and Derek Owings, the strength coach, all signed multi-year extensions. So, hypothetically speaking, nobody's going anywhere, at least for next year, which is slightly surprising and massive.
I don't think it's that surprising. With the pool coming in, yeah, that's a big win as a program that you're able to retain all nine other assistants, only lose one after a playoff appearance season.
Yeah, and you could
It's
argue they
very
probably
very
only
good.
lost Tino because he was co-OC and not full-time OC.
Yeah, and it's like we didn't lose Shanahan, so it's not like.
Exactly.
Both coordinators back next year. Very exciting. Year two. Imagine. We'll be previewing that, I guess, a little later. With signing day. But I think you want to talk about Sig a little bit. Just before he's been going. One of the things he said on CBS was that he was talking how he's gonna be hitting the portal. Obviously, they recently had signing day. But he was doing a lot of lobbying for Indiana for the playoff.
Yeah, he was. He was pushing very, very hard for that home game, which they ultimately did not get, which we were going to get to in a second, which is why I want to do it after the after signing day, because I wanted to put a little bit of time into the class of 2020. What are they? 2025?
2025, yeah. The 2025 class.
The signing day was.
First class of Cignetti,
Yes.
basically.
Well, technically.
Second, first full class.
This past
Second
week,
class.
21 guys signed, 9 on offense, 12 on defense, and a lot of dudes in this class that are going to make, I don't want to say an immediate impact, because we like obviously we've seen how Sig values production on the football field and very much values actual college production before he's going to continue to give you responsibilities on the field. But this class is a top 50 class, and they're going to be better than that. They
It's
just
better than
are.
a top 50 class. It's better.
Who are some of your favorites, Brad? Because I got a bunch.
I mean, we could just go down the list here. I mean, you gotta
I can
start
go
with the
off the
crown
dome.
jewel. So I guess we could break it down by position. Yeah? We could start on defense. Brian Haynes group. I need you to help me with the coaches, though. Who runs each?
I got you, don't worry.
So I think the two first people to start on the D line would be the two studs, not like literally studs. They're going to be playing the stud position at Indiana. They're rated as the two and three top players in our class. And I'll start with the first one, Tyrone Burris, the recent. Did you already say that all these kids signed before 9:30 a.m.
No, I
Eastern
didn't. I
time
was gonna
on signing day,
let you say
by the
that.
way? I think that's I've been following recruiting for a while, and I've never seen anything like that. Usually you're gonna get one flip or something like that. Like, everyone signed, no doubts. Send in the facts. It's that simple. It's all business. It's all business over here in Indiana.
It really was that simple. All these dudes have been pretty locked in. It's funny you just singled out Burris, obviously really talented, but he was the last guy. Well, I guess Baldwin was, but he was like one of the last guys to like of the ones who signed to commit.
Abram and Burris, you mean?
Burris was. Abram's been committed for a while. Abram told Michigan kick rocks.
Well, Tyrone Burris, 6'4", 235, Indiana kid, Warren Central High School, very prestigious high school program, by the way. Comes out with a lot of good players. I think David Bell, Rondale Moore both went there, pretty sure. Like, they produce some dogs. Don't fact check me on that. We're not doing stat corrections on this, but it's a
Nope.
prestigious school. Yeah, no shot. No shot.
Brady was throwing them passes
What do you mean was throwing them passes?
in high
Like,
school. It's a very prestigious high school.
Brady's NorCal guy. Come on. Let's keep
I
up.
know.
Let's keep
I
up here.
know, I know, I know, I know.
Tyrone Burris is like a borderline 4-star. He's absolutely, these guys are very similar players. They're about the same build. 6'4", just long, lanky, like exactly what you're looking for at the stud. Lenell Carr is kind of undersized, and you saw in the Ohio State game, he was in coverage, and he got just a little too short to make this, the play, for an Ohio State touchdown. I think at this position, you're looking for a little more 6'4", agile, can strong being 6'4", strong enough to hang with the D lineman, but also being lanky enough to kind of get into coverage, take up space. Do the things you need to do in the stunts. And that's what both these guys can do. It's pretty straightforward. They nailed them. They're pretty high. They're borderline 4 stars. They're both 3 stars on 24/7. I think they're both, considering the buzz Burris was getting on top of Louisville, he was already a Louisville commit. He's rated higher than Abram, who was getting, buzz from Michigan. These guys are going to fill in nicely with a group that already has some good depth already, but we don't really have a starter. You got to replace Carr and Mangum Farrar, who got all the PT. And Duque Collins, Turvey come back, and then you bring in these two guys at the position. Lots of depth there, but a lot of youth and not a lot of PT. So that's probably a portal position unless one of these guys can start, maybe. Who knows?
It'd be crazy if one of them could start. Eventually,
I'd be pretty
obviously.
surprised. Based on what I saw, I'd be pretty surprised if they start at the Big Ten.
Wait, they're just young.
Yeah, they're just young. Yeah. These are freshmen. They're
Yeah,
coming in,
not
bringing in
even.
depth, adding to the room. That room's coached by Buddha Williams.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Good job, Brad. Good job, Brad.
Are we just doing favorites or are we not breaking it down by position? Because those two got pretty big guys to highlight.
Yeah, those guys are great. I mean, listen, I could go through all 21 of them and be like, this guy's awesome. Here's why. I thought you were going to give like two or three favorites. I didn't know how you wanted to treat this. Like you wanted like
I mean,
full
those are
blown
two of my
like
favorites because that's like one of the more important positions we have. So,
100%. If you want to do full
yeah.
blown class breakdown, like I'll do a full blown class breakdown.
I mean, we'll be doing this stuff in the off season anyways.
That's what I'm saying. But like I'll highlight the skill position group as a whole. The DBs, the wide receivers, and Sean Cuono.
The
Those dudes
weapons
are
in this group, in this class.
awesome. Those dudes
They're
are
coming
really,
in.
really good.
They're not going to get a ton of play. I think Chandler is going to play. I think Chandler's going to
Yeah,
get some
I think
tech.
Davion Chandler is gonna play a lot. That
He's going to get
dude's
some tech.
sick. But also, dude,
Kendrick and
Miles
Bond.
Kendrick is really good. LeBron Bond is a absolute speed demon. God, who else do they have at receiver? Is it just the three of them? Kendrick, Bond, and Chandler. Then they have the two tight ends, me and you were talking about before we hopped on. Sig name drop Theory in his press conference.
Tieri is my favorite player in this class.
And then you
I'm
flip
just
to
gonna
the
go
other
out and
side of
say
the
it.
ball, and you have the DBs, Hollywood Bell and Byron Baldwin Jr. and C3, Siaonta Stewart and Garrett Reese, who me and you were talking about earlier too. And Zachary Smith, dude, like these dudes are dogs. Dogs.
Yeah, so some of the ones I want to highlight. I mean, every position group kind of knocked out of the park. Didn't bring in a quarterback, which is usually something that you do every class. That's the
That's not
only
true. They brought
mark. It's
on.
because they have two freshmen from last year, so
Yeah, that's also
it's
because
all
their
fine.
quarterback's coach was leaving, so I'm assuming the guy they bring in is probably going to bring somebody with him.
Well, look, sounds like Sig's already on it. Seems like Sig's a quarterback guy. He's gonna bring in his own guy, honestly. I think he might just handle that portal
Like
angle because
Tino.
he already has some
Go.
guys on his
T.
radar.
Well, 100%. But no, I'm talking about for the class of 2025. Like Tino was announced for the UCLA job through like a semi. Like it was pretty confirmed. Like 95% of the way there, like ink was probably drying. And UCLA flipped that dude Robert McDaniel, who is the Arizona commit.
We talked about him a little bit.
We did talk about him a little bit, and that was because of Sinceri, and obviously that connection makes a little bit more sense now. Like California kid going to UCLA, like following Tino makes some sense.
Yeah, same thing's
But
gonna
that
happen.
guy was rumored to be an Indiana 2025er, so if Tino didn't go anywhere, that probably was the 2025er.
Yeah, probably.
So we'll
But
see.
it sounds like he was always going. Since the UCLA game, they've been in contact. Tino's an LA guy. He's gonna fit in well over there. Hate to rub it in, but
He's gonna be there for 8 months, and then he's gonna take. Which jobs are you going to take? Florida State, Florida, Colorado.
who, Tino for head
Yeah.
coach? Somewhere.
Nebraska.
We'll see. We'll see. But all right, back to the 2025 class. Blake Tierney. I think he's gonna be the day one starter at Indiana. Tight end.
There's a lot of stud tight ends in the portal, so I'm gonna have to disagree with you there, but I'm not gonna disagree with how much talent the guy's got. Like Sig literally went out of his way to name drop him.
He's my favorite player in the class.
So I'm sold.
And who is in the portal? I don't see any good tight ends other than Blake Tierney.
The dude from Purdue, the dude from FIU, and the guy from Oklahoma.
Based on
They
this
might not
class, they're gonna
be
need.
better, but they definitely have more experience and production. You can't even deny that.
What's great about this class that it's just good building blocks because we already knew we're going to build out the portal for the next year's roster anyways. But there are some guys on this team that could definitely get some PT. I would like to see Jalen Hollywood Bell return punts. That'd be nice.
I
Dude just
think you're
scores
crazy
touchdowns.
with
It's
that.
insane. He just scores touchdowns. I'm just telling you what I'm seeing. And the old linemen we picked up are nasty fuckers. They're nasty guys. Matt Merrick, nasty. Evan Parker, nasty.
In-state guy.
And obviously Baylor Wilkins, very, very nasty. Matt Merrick's a mean motherfucker, though. He's bad. Bad guy. I'm sure he's nice, but on the field, crazy. And then the lowest ranked player in our class is actually one of the guys that really popped out for me. Garrett Reese. I don't know if he's gonna play right away, but he's definitely, I'd say he has a better shot than a lot of the other guys. Considering the depth, lack of depth at safety, probably gonna bring in some guys.
Well, Baldwin's the guy who's.
Baldwin. I'm not gonna say he's gonna start, but I mean Reese could definitely mix in with the twos.
No, that guy can. No, Reese can go.
He's a good football. He's a really good football player.
That guy can absolutely play.
Yeah, he might not have the
And
measurables, but he's really good at football. He's very good at football.
He's just a this staff classic where it's just like you look at him and you look at like his recruiting and you're just like, eh, like what are they seeing? And then it's like, yeah, maybe they know a little bit more about football than we do. And then you watch the film and he's like, yeah, the guy's like, yeah, they're just,
Yeah, he's a stud.
I don't, you
Zachary
don't,
Smith, who's also pretty lowly rated
you, well,
as a DB.
you learn pretty quickly that if this staff is on you, like, or like as a fan, you'll learn if this staff is like pursuing a guy and pursuing them as aggressively as they pursued Reese, like,
To get a commit, then
yeah,
yeah.
like,
It's
yeah,
like
that dude can play football. I promise you that guy can play football. You were gonna talk about
Yeah,
Zachary
there's a
Smith?
lot of, I mean,
Pittsburgh
Zachary Smith.
flip?
I mean, the DB class is loaded.
The DB class is so
Zachary Smith is
good.
an absolute ball player. He's the 103rd rank, 135th ranked DB corner. He's a lot better than that. He's kind of a stud.
Yeah, Coach Rod Ojeron, Coach Ola Adams. Those dudes are dogs.
Yeah, Zachary Smith has NFL body. He jumps out of the gym, that kid. Makes some plays. Playmaker. Gets
They've
picks.
flipped him from Pitt.
Flipped him from Pitt.
Yeah. So,
Narduzzi was on him? Whoa.
yes. He was committed. Not only was Narduzzi on him, he was committed to Pitt.
And then I'm gonna shout out Jarvis Hall.
He's a stud
He
too.
really stuck out to me as a guy that could mix in as a freshman.
He's a big dude. Tennessee, if I'm not mistaken.
110th ranked D lineman.
Nashville area.
I don't know what they're seeing. Yeah. Ball player.
Who's the other? There's a second Nashville defensive tackle in the class.
Kyler Garcia.
Ah, KG is from Tennessee. Yeah, the defensive
Yeah.
line class is good too. The whole group is they like. It's an exciting time to be an Indiana Hoosiers fan. I think we will probably end up talking about everybody in the class. Is there anybody we didn't mention yet?
Didn't mention? I mean,
Did you mention Jabari Farmer yet?
oh yeah, that guy, he runs like Miles Jack. That guy. That was my like my first thought.
So you're telling me he's gonna be a first round NFL draft pick?
Well, Miles Jack fell to the second round, the knee injury. But yeah, he was a top 10 pick if you didn't have the knee thing. Still played 10 years
See.
in the league.
What about, is it Paul Nelson?
Yeah, Paul Nelson. Yeah, linebacker depth. I mean, they were so on about Roe Hardy and at that position, and I was just so unaware
That's what I'm saying.
of
That's
the
where I just
sauce.
like, I trust the vision.
Yeah, whatever. Definitely a developmental guy, but Jamari Farmer, he's got that juice. He could play special teams next year. At least.
It'll be nice in like 2, 3 years when they're just like running the sophomores and like the twos and the younger guys in special teams and not running the first team defense. We'll get there. That's nitpicking.
The depth is coming.
They never
And
punt,
we're
so
going to eat in the
what's the
portal.
point? They literally bottom 10 in the country in punts. They don't even need to. Like they're like, oh, Coach Sig, you gotta recruit a good punter. And he's like, why? We don't do that.
this team just got better. That's all I gotta say.
Yes.
I think they're better than 47th ranked class. What were they ranked in the Big Ten?
That I don't know.
14. I've seen so many four-star flops in my day, though. You know? It doesn't really matter. Stars don't matter.
Stars don't
They will
matter.
need to start. They will need to start going after more five-star, four-stars. But they just need to hit on them.
Well,
They'll hit on them, but they just don't have the access yet.
that's what this year is for, is you recruit another portal class and you prove that it wasn't just a bunch of JMU guys who already knew the system. Like, it's the system that works. And so that's what this year is about. Well, I guess that's what 2025 is about. But it's still like, not to get ahead of ourselves, because you want to, any closing thoughts on the class of 2025? Because we're going to break them down a little bit, like in depth, when we get to the off season. Obviously, we're going to need something to talk about,
Yeah, maybe
obviously.
got carried away there. Yeah, no, great class. Can't wait to break them down. Already see some early roles for this team, but we'll see. We'll know more about what they're gonna do after the portal. It'll probably be like a 30-player class again.
Yeah, it's going to be another big one. And as you alluded to, the portal, we'll touch on it briefly before we jump into the college football playoff, because that's what obviously is the important thing. If I say obviously one more time, I'm putting my mic down, I'm going to bed. But yeah, the transfer portal opens Tuesday. It's going to be a big class. Official visits start this week. Sig alluded to the wonkiness of what this week is going to be. It's going to be almost like a game week. He went through the whole practice schedule and he was like, well, Tuesday is going to be like a Wednesday or whatever he said. Maybe it was the reverse, for like Wednesday is like a Thursday and Thursday is like a Friday or whatever it ended up being. And they're trying to balance recruiting and the extra media with the playoff. And there's a lot of different headaches with this week on top of just like preparing and playing in a high pressure football game. But this is a huge, huge, huge week for the future of the program, because a lot of the long-term success obviously hinges on repeated success. So yeah, great, you were good in year one, but now like all of quote unquote your guys leave. So what does year two look like? I don't know. We start to see what the beginning of that looks like this week with who ends up coming into the building.
Are they gonna announce those official visits, or is
I
that
don't
like,
think
how's the portal
they
work?
once the portal officially opens, then yeah, they are going to announce those visits. Or obviously, oh my God, when they get on campus, we're going to know. It's going to be like, oh my God, that person was on campus. Like, we're seeing rumors of Keaton Salter, who's the former Liberty quarterback, that he's in the portal. And he's potentially interested in Indiana, or Indiana's interested in him, or there's mutual interest, or whatever the hell the headline was. And so if that dude's on campus, then I think it's safe
Yeah,
to assume that he's probably on an official visit.
I'd say that the quarterback is the biggest search
Well, yeah, that'll be
at
the
right now.
first domino. That's what it was last year. Well, I guess Ellison was the first domino last year. They'll probably bring in a running back too.
Oh, they're gonna bring in TJ Harden from UCLA. They're gonna get him back.
This is the payment for Tino
Yeah, we
Sinceri.
get TJ Harden. Good ball player. He's gonna mix in well. He's perfect. Inglewood, California. That's my wish list. That's my portal wish list. Do you have a portal wish list? Quarterback, I'm good on not putting an opinion there, but I'm intrigued by the conversation. The what happens, you know?
I have positions I would like to see them attack, but in terms of like individual names, no, not yet. There's a couple like big name receivers I know they're not going to target just because of the kind of character guys they want to. Nah, I don't want to say that any of these dudes have bad character.
They need to get KC Concepcion, NC State slot. He's one of the best slots in the country.
I would like to see them go get what's his face from FIU who killed them.
The DB?
No, they're tight end.
Oh, Rocky Pierce, he didn't kill him. He's not that
He
good.
was solid.
No, we need to get some
There's a couple
power
good
forward
tight ends.
transfers in here.
I think it would be
We need to
funny to get a couple of the better Purdue guys. There's some really good
Tiedemann,
Purdue, especially
Karlaftis.
defensive players, in the portal. That would be hilarious.
Dylan Tiedemann would be pretty sick if we
And
were
then
able to get him.
obviously, oh my God. They're gonna be able, or they're gonna have the opportunity to poach whoever's unhappy leaving Ohio State or Alabama or Georgia or Texas.
Yeah, it's early, but they're bringing in a 30-person class, so they can get some early like splashes, start building something.
They are the,
Like I don't need
like
the I
they're
don't
the
think
new girl
they
in
have the
school. Like
NIL, but I don't think they need that much to like convince guys to come.
they're the program everybody's looking at, Brad. They're the program
Yeah.
everyone is like going, ooh, what's over there? They just took a bunch of guys who had never played before and now they're playing in the playoff. This coach looks like he's a lot of fun to play with. Indiana is awesome as a campus and a community, and the alumni base is incredible. What's not to love? Like, they are literally the emerging superpower in college football. All you have to do to be a part of that is say yes. So when are you showing up? How do you say no? Like, no, I actually don't want to spend time in Bloomington, Indiana, and play football for Kurt Cignetti. How do you say that?
Yeah, I'm very excited for this portal class because I think they're gonna throw some money at it. It's gonna be fun.
Well, they
It's gonna be a
clearly
fun
have the
time.
money. They signed 10 multi-year contract extensions for people who weren't named Kurt Cignetti. And those contracts for at least Shanahan and Broyles Award finalist Bryant Haynes were in the multi-millions. So shout out to
Well,
those guys.
obviously,
Congratulations.
they're getting blue blood coordinator money. That's what I said.
As they should.
So it's
Or
gonna
at least
happen.
like 1 point something. They're getting serious money. As
Yeah,
they
they're getting the
should.
money. They're getting paid. It's real. It's happening, guys. Lock in for this portal. It's gonna be very fun.
But before the
Just letting you
portal,
know.
or
I
I guess
can't wait to
actually
see who gets quarterback.
congruent with the portal, Brad, is going to be this little old thing called, the college football playoff.
Oh yeah. That's pretty exciting too. That's pretty good.
This like I don't know, a couple like meaningless co collection of games, just like that 12-team college football playoff, first one ever that Indiana is a part of.
Yeah, they're it was announced yesterday or today, earlier today.
Yeah,
Wow, it's been a long day.
no, technically, well, I guess yesterday for me, today for you.
It's midnight. Ish. But yeah, Indiana, December 20th. It's a Friday. I'll be driving down to South Bend, Indiana to meet up with my Hoosiers as they take on the Notre Dame Fighting Irish,
Are
the
you
seven
going?
seed in the playoff. I will be in South Bend.
Flights to Indy are cheap. I was looking at it.
Oh, I'm driving. I'm driving to South Bend.
I'm aware my drive to South Bend's a little bit further than yours.
A little bit.
If
Yeah, we're
my
just gonna be
drive
ripping
was within
bars up
5 hours,
there. It's gonna be fun.
if my drive was within 8 hours, I would send it no questions asked. I wouldn't even tell anybody.
Yeah, you should come. It'll be fun. So I cannot make it to the Sugar Bowl because that's I have work the next day, fortunately.
Sugar Bowl's in Dallas.
Sugar Bowl is in New Orleans.
Which one's in Dallas?
Cotton.
Where are you staying in South Bend?
A friend's house. Yeah. It's gonna be fun. It'll be the first ever 12-team playoff game. Notre Dame. Indiana.
And it's centered
In
around
South
the
Bend. Touchdown
great
Jesus.
state of Indiana.
Touchdown Jesus versus touchdown Jesus. Curtis
Yeah, that's
Rourke.
crazy.
Yeah, pretty insane. So they're lined up in a bracket with Georgia.
Stinks.
Obviously, we're locked in on Notre Dame here, but we got to, you know, lay out the field here. Got Boise State, you know, with a bye at the 3 seed, SMU, Penn State. We're playing for that one in State College, Pennsylvania. 1 seed went to Oregon. They'll play the winner of Tennessee going to Columbus in the snow.
One
Are we
seed
previewing
denotes
these
the
games yet?
superior.
Or?
Well,
And then we got Arizona State with the bye. They'll play the winner of Clemson going to Austin, Texas. Cade Klubnik homecoming. I would have liked to see SMU, Texas, and then Clemson, Penn State. That's just me. Like, I think they nailed the field, which is all that matters. But, yeah. I like how it turned out. Bama's out. SEC's crying. They're threatening to play a
secede.
Get rid of all their group of five matchups, even though they play an 8-game conference schedule already, and they usually only play one Power Five school, non-con.
They one of their schools plays like a semi decent Power Five team. Like this year, their big conference out of like their big non-con was USC. Like Alabama played what? Who? Wisconsin.
Their big non-con was Texas over Michigan.
Oh yeah,
which is pretty good.
Yeah, oh, I guess Michigan beat Ohio State.
Yeah.
Big bad Southeastern Conference. Yeah, is it funnier that Dabo got in, or is it like they should have been left out? But I guess they won the ACC.
They won the ACC, so they're in. So it was really between SMU and Bama, and we talked about this, how the conference champ shouldn't be punished. And it reflected in the seeding with Notre Dame dropping to 7, the 7th seed with Georgia passing them. And the rest of the teams that played didn't drop below them. So they kept it consistent by keeping SMU in, being ranked in the field before the conference championship game, playing an extra game, losing on a last second field goal, not ending their season and putting them in the playoff as a 10-win team. As opposed to basically all the bubble teams that were left out won 9 games, which is how it should be.
Amen.
Nailed it. Nailed the field. Nailed it.
Yeah. No, I don't really want to like.
This is fair. This makes sense. Played
yeah,
out
it
on
does.
The field. The 10-win teams, put them in.
I was going to say.
What are we doing here?
I don't really want to do a full-blown like. College football playoff preview where we just break down each game and like hear the implications here, but just like big idea bracket set first 12 team playoff. You alluded to Indiana, Notre Dame is going to be that first ever 12 team college football playoff game. What are your thoughts?
It's a great draw.
What are your thoughts on how the bracket worked out and how the system played out, like in real time?
Well, we're definitely on the right side of the bracket with Georgia, you know, with the injured quarterback, got Boise State, SMU, Penn State in conference foe. It lines up very nicely for us, especially considering we wouldn't have to go to State College. We get them on a neutral field. Yeah, we're lined up to go to the Sugar Bowl and the, I don't know what the semifinal we're lined up to be is. I don't know if that's announced yet.
I'm not looking that far ahead. I'm just worried about going 1-0 every week.
Same. I hear you.
100%. But no, I'm excited. I think 12, to me, I almost felt like it feel that there were too many teams. Does that make sense? And then I almost felt at a point we would get that there weren't enough teams. But to be honest, it does feel like 12 is the right number, at least for now. And maybe we do get to a point where that ends up getting pushed out, and maybe you take one or two games away from the schedule and you remove two of those garbage non-con schedules that everybody has. Like, Indiana, I loved every second of it, don't get me wrong. But, like, Indiana needed to play Western Illinois. You know what I mean? And I know Western Illinois makes a shitload of money.
Next year.
Like, I know Western Illinois makes a shitload of money from playing that game.
But yeah, it's their bye game. Why not just, like,
why not just have the
college economy?
But just why not just have, like, work something out instead of, like, getting physically beat down for four quarters? Why not just have the nearest, like, power school hand money to them? Like, literally just give it to them. Here's money. I don't know. That's not what this is about. But yeah, I guess there are workarounds and maybe you get there. But no, I really do feel like 12 is the right number, and I'm really excited to see how the timing and the pacing of it goes. It's interesting that game one, like the college football playoff game one, is going to be played what, same time or right before that first bowl game. So it is kind of funny that having that, like, arguably one of the most important games being played 2 weeks before New Year's. But it makes sense. If you're going to have a full-blown tournament, you can't just, like, start it January. And you're going to be playing through February, what, you're lining up your college football playoff in the Super Bowl. It'd be a hell of a weekend. Then you'd probably have to give that weekend off.
Yeah, that Friday there's two other bowl games. So it's going to be fun, like, bowl experience, you know, having December football rather than no December football, just January football. You know, you have the bowl season and whatnot, but it's not the same as the New Year's Six. You know, now they're being played in mid-December. Well, no, actually, they're still not. They're being played in January. So this is the only December football we get. It's pretty nice. But with the,
No, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say that, to your point about the 12 teams, like, I think it is the perfect amount. Because if we moved it to 8, I think there would be teams left out, like Indiana, that went 11-1 and should probably get a shot at a title. Because it would still be the 5 auto bids.
Can I ask you a different question? Large. Do you think it was an 18 playoff that Indiana would be in over Notre Dame, but because it is a 12-team playoff and you can give the brand that is Notre Dame both the higher ranking and the home game? And Indiana still gets... I'm saying, like, Indiana still gets in a 12-team playoff. But, like, if Indiana...
It would be in an 18 playoff.
Yeah, where it's going to get screwed. Maybe Indiana is 7 and Notre Dame is 8.
What they need to what they need to redo is the seeding. Notre Dame wouldn't be 8. They need to make the seeding, like, whatever the ranking is, that's the seed.
I think I was onto something. I just need to workshop that thought a little more.
Yeah, I think so too. But yeah, they just need to reseed it, because in that scenario, Indiana would have a home game against Boise State. That would be fun.
That would be fun. Aiden Fisher versus Ashton. Aiden Fisher and Jalen Walker versus Ashton Jeanty.
It'd be fun.
Cinema.
It'd be a fun game.
I'd watch.
I think a lot of people would watch that game. You can follow Sigs Inside, an Indiana football podcast, on Twitter at Sigs Inside Pod. You can follow Brad, that's me, at BradleyLumis _8. You can follow Keezer. Check out KeysportsNetwork.com and Hoosier Huddle. He's pushing content out there. And shout out the boys Wave, Nick Skrill, Signar. And check out Friends and Collaborators Instrumental Volume 1, streaming on all platforms now, including Sunny Los Angeles. By the way, the intro song is 1621. The outro song is Butter Symphony. And as Butter Symphony takes us away,
speaking of Southern California. Yes, good call.
Speaking of Southern California, be sure, holidays are around the corner. Be sure to get your SoCal hot sauce. I'm not gonna lie, I'm probably gonna get everyone SoCalHotSauce.com hot sauce for Christmas. It's gonna be a great gift. People are gonna love it. People love hot sauce. So go order your 4 packs today for holiday season. It's 10% off all shipping, and also with the promo code SIGSINSIDE, that's 2 words, SIGSINSIDE, you can get another 10% off your order. But with the 4 pack, you already get free delivery, and it's 10% off with the promo code. It's a pretty good deal. Send it to whoever. Merry Christmas.
The intro song 1621, the outro song The Sweet Sound of Butter Symphony. God, playoff football is great. It is awesome to have a relevant football team. And yeah, it's just, man, it's good to be here.
It's good to be us. I didn't going into the season, I didn't expect this to happen. And it still and it happened anyway.
Yeah,
It's further than my wildest expectations that I had for this team.
me and
It's
you
been a pretty
tossed
fun run.
around.
We knew during the season that this team was a playoff team. We knew very early
Yes.
on. But before the season, when we started this podcast, we did not expect. We knew we were going to be good. We knew we were going to go bowling and probably win our first bowl game and whatever. This is way better. And the fact that we're doing it in year one, insane.
We did toss around the possibility of if everything went well and XYZ and ceiling, what, like you just said, this is better than we could have imagined. Like, going into the year, if you told me by December 9th, Indiana would be ranked inside the top 10 and Cignetti would have signed a new contract already. And then on top of that, they only lost one assistant.
It's good being us. Portal, playoff football, it's December, it's here.
It's a
It's
great
gonna go
damn time to
crazy.
be
We
a
gotta get these
Hoosier.
guys in for spring. We gotta win the ship. We're gonna get any portal guy we want. Dynasty inbound. Here we go. Hoosers.